Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
It's Friday, Diana, your favorite day of the week.
It is my favorite day of the week.
And so, you know, during Fridays, we always talk about Friday faves. So what are you going to talk to us about today?
Well, you know, we've talked about favorite websites before, but they change constantly. I mean, you know, based on our needs, our day-to-day needs, or new websites that come out, or updates and stuff, our favorite websites change a lot.
It's true, because they're trends.
Exactly.
And what's hip and cool, and then there's something else that's hip and cool next.
So I like to revisit that one quite, you know,
absolutely. So yeah, you can take the weekend and look at some of these websites we're going to talk about just
please
now.
Please do. Please do. Let us know what you think, too. So we asked everyone what their favorite website
is. Yeah, everyone in the office.
At the moment, mm-hmm. Yes. And from Jody, mm-hmm. Jody let me know that she really liked Flickr.com.
Right, which that's Flickr without the E.
Correct. FLICKR.com.
Right. Absolutely. What is Flickr.com?
It has to do with pictures.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which doesn't surprise me because Jody's quite the photographer.
What does it do though? Is it just you put up pictures? You show pictures?
Yeah, I believe it's like sharing and storing and
sure.
Editing.
So. It's like a more private version of like sharing on Instagram.
Right.
And you like, yeah, I think you share your link or what? I don't know. I really am not sure exactly what Flickr is. It's been around for quite some time.
It has, quite a while.
In fact, way before Facebook.
I believe I have a Flickr.
Okay.
But I've never really used it.
Yeah. Interesting. Hmm. All right. So, you know, John in tech, he said that he loves Google, hands down.
I think John answers Google every time
I think
have this question.
Too. Well, you know.
But that's okay because that just means he really loves Google.
That's right. He does.
Everything Google.
Absolutely. Well, you know who else said Google? I said Google.
You did.
I did. I love Google.
Well, I love Google too.
You know, but I don't just use Google for searching. I use it, you know, like if I'm like looking for a gift for you.
What?
Well, if I am.
How often do you do that?
Well.
Have you done that lately? Should I be expecting something in the mail?
No.
No.
No, but, but you know, if you're looking up like, say like, you know, fine chocolates.
Mm.
And you just like find chocolate gifts.
You have piqued my interest.
Then you click the shopping tab on Google and it will actually show you, you know, links to that. And
right,
you need to be more specific, like chocolate towers, something like that, you know, where you get a whole bunch of boxes
that
on top of each
other. Sounds perfect.
There you go. So yeah, that is the shopping thing is what I really use on Google. And some people use images too on Google and to find images.
Yeah.
So what else, Diana?
Well, Donnie, talking about geek.com.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is.
Well, I'm bringing it up on my phone right now. It's loading.
Good.
And it looks like it's like blogs and articles about tech stuff. Stuff geeks like us would like. There's a couple of titles. Moto X versus Moto X 2014. Camera shout out. Very large telescope findings could force physicists to rethink the Big Bang.
Wow, so it is geeky stuff.
Yeah, Apple only allows the iPhone 6 chip to work with Apple Pay.
Okay, it's
very
a
geeky
yeah,
stuff.
Absolutely.
Specific. Then there's it looks like some entertainment stuff too. But
yeah, interesting. So yeah, there's a lot of great websites out there. Obviously, we talked a lot about Google. What do you like, Diana?
Oh, BarbieCollector.com.
BarbieCollector.com.
That's the first one that came to my head.
Well, there you go. You've loved that for years.
I have. Yes. I can post my favorite Barbies and show my online collections and everything.
There you go. Absolutely. So enjoy those websites and look up your own favorites. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.